Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for tuning in. We always appreciate you coming in to see what we have going on. Now, today we have another fantastic guest coming at you. This is Vincent Cooper, and Vince is a madman. I call him the awesome rock star because he loves to use the word awesome. And because he's a rock star, Vince is working out up to 3 times a day. And when I say working out, I should be clarifying and say he's more so active 3 times a day. He's transformed his entire life. And we were here to kind of be with him. We've kind of just met, but we've been with him throughout his journey, throughout his transformation. And I wanted to bring him on to share his story with you. And most of us that are listening, paying attention to the show, hearing our guest, Vince is a regular guy. He's not an expert in nutrition and fitness. He's not a world-renowned author. He's not a best-selling anything. He's just a regular guy. And I wanted to bring him on. I wanted to share his story with you to show you that anyone can make these changes. And Vince pretty much says it clearly and as simply as possible that the changes he made that are small and sustainable, the lifestyle adjustments have helped him feel fantastic. He sleeps better. He has more energy. He has a more positive mindset. And throughout the show, I just share these simple tips with you to help you better understand how you can make changes in your life as well. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Vince in the introduction, so without further ado, welcome to the show, Vince.
Hello, and thank you very much.
How you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Had a great day.
You always sound like you're doing awesome. Do you ever have any days that aren't awesome?
I have days that are great. yeah, it's all good. It's always good. I try to maintain a really upbeat, positive attitude towards everything, really. I mean, it's really helped.
Not always.
I was kind of had some negativity around me previously, like years ago. And especially leading up to this transformation a year ago. Yeah, I wasn't always positive. I was kind of like, if you know anything like Winnie the Pooh, you know, I was the Eeyore.
So what ignited this change? How did you decide? I will ask you what your lifestyle was like beforehand, but was there anything in particular that you were like, oh, wow, this is a turning point. I got to make a change.
I think the biggest part for me was my weight gain and the size of clothing that I was having to start to wear. It was just, I kept having to purchase bigger clothes. Yeah, I ballooned up to, and for me and my build, I was a 36 waist, and that was getting tight. So that's kind of what was the catalyst behind it. It's like, I can't keep going up. Extra large shirts, 36 waist, and it was just and my moods were just they weren't good. I just wasn't healthy.
So tell us about, give us some history of, you know, where you came from and where you decided. Now when we get into the show a bit more, we're going to talk about what you do and how you're fit and how you're able to stay positive. But from give our audience a bit of your background and what that was like, kind of when you got to that. Right before you got to that turning point or that tipping stage?
What it was like is, I'm just trying to describe it, like, I was semi-active there for a little while, but that only involved, like, going on the odd walk with my dog. That's basically all my physical activity was, and I was always using the excuses, well, you know, I've worked all long day, I'm kind of tired, I can't do it. So it was just kind of easier to just go home and sit on the couch and eat a bag of chips and watch TV, really. And for me, that was not who I am, because, you know, I think back, and like, I'm going way back now, say 30 years ago when I was young, and my active lifestyle back then was, I did marathons, I was in triathlons, I did road race on my bikes. I was really, really active. And then started reflecting on that and where I was, and it's like, no, I've got to do something here. This isn't right. This isn't really me.
At what point did you stop being active and setting those goals for yourself and doing the triathlons or marathons or bikes?
I was working in a sawmill back in BC, and then they kind of shut that down, and I had to move out of my town that I basically raised my kids in and moved to a different city, and it kind of slowly just stopped. I got really down because of, you know, the job shut down, and I had a hard time finding a new one in a new place. And when I did, it was long days. I was working 10, 12 hour days, 6 days a week. I think that's kind of where it started. And then I got kind of, well, I mean, you talk about kids getting in the wrong crowd. I mean, adults do it too.
That's a very good point.
That's kind of what happened. And, you know, that's kind of what happened to me. I met some guys at work and just got doing the wrong things at the wrong time. And took my mind off of what I really should be doing. I had a really bad lifestyle. Just put it that way.
Well, I think that brings up a good point, because a lot of what we talk about is environment and who you surround yourself with. And if you don't have positive mm-hmm. people around you doing positive things, then mm-hmm. you're going to be doing things that you shouldn't be doing as well.
That's right. I got hooked into negative people. I was kind of working in a negative work environment. I just kind of took it upon myself, to start printing off motivational quotes. I'm into the motivational quotes. I get on the internet and I'll search for upbeat, positive quotes, and I started posting them to see if I could change the environment of the plant that I was working in. I did bring a few people around, but there was still a lot of negativity. People just weren't happy there. I mean, it did work, but it didn't deter me from doing it. I still did it.
That's pretty cool that you decided to look for, I mean, even the action for yourself for searching for quotes and looking for them, you posted them around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always interested. Some people like just don't get deterred, or some people are just like, I don't care, I'm just going to keep doing it. Why did you just keep posting those?
I think it kind of helped me kind of get a little bit more focused. But at that time I started to go to the gym, but it was like the old excuse, well, I'm too tired, it's too far to drive, I don't want to, you know, it just took too much of my day, and who am I going to go work out with? That all those excuses started coming in. I would go to the gym maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. Even after buying a gym membership, it just sat there and did nothing. I just kept plugging away at the positive reinforcement to myself, and slowly but surely it turned around. I kind of fell out of that bad group I was in and started finding different people to hang out with. And
yeah, again, that makes sense. So what was the point where you were, where it was, it kind of clicked and you're like, because you're super active. Like, why don't you tell us, like, what do you, mm-hmm. you work out like 3 times a day.
Well, it really clicked. I mean, I go back. I mean, what really transformed it was actually, it's kind of ironic. It was 1 year ago today. I got back into old after spending some time in the hospital. And I just shoes on my, and I just started going for walks around Olds. Two hours a day, twice a day, just walking.
You went for 2 hour walks?
Yeah, I walked the whole everywhere I could imagine to find in Olds, all the walking paths, and I just walk and walk and walk.
Why did you walk for so long?
Yeah, I needed to get out and just kind of reflect on where I was at that time and what I'd just been through.
Clear your thoughts a bit.
And what I wanted to do with my life.
Okay, so you were walking for twice a week, a couple hours a day?
Did a lot of thinking, a lot of soul searching, thinking that, no, I've got to change. I got to really do something, because going back to that being overweight and not healthy, I had lost some weight in the hospital. So the weight loss had started at that point, but it wasn't until about 3 months after that. It would have been, okay, about January, February, I really got active and started doing small workout on my own at home. More got into the yoga, got into meditation, got my mind healthy, and then I was starting to work on my body. And then it was starting to come around, and the weight was coming off, started eating better, gave up some bad habits that I had, and
started feeling better.
Here I am today. Started feeling better, started thinking clearer, saw the world in a whole new light, really. And then I heard about this challenge thing.
Oh, is that was when we first met you. So That was the 10-day fitness challenge that you tried with us?
Yeah, it was that 10-day fitness challenge, and I saw that, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Why not? Let's give it a go and see if I can do it. And you got me. You hooked me on, I think it was the first one. I thought, this is for me. I like what this guy's doing. And what I really like about it was the accountability that you talked about and everybody being there to kind of help you and kind of push you on and keep you going.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's important. That accountability, it means a lot because we have so many reasons why, or excuses, reasons why not, however you want to put it. But if you have that constant accountability, then that's going to help make all the difference.
Well, it is. And when people that I talk to now, they say to me, well, I can't do this or I can't work out. And I said, well, why not? I'm using it the other way. I'm trying to motivate friends of mine and acquaintances that I know to give it a try. I've talked to family members and told them about the programs, and they're interested. They're trying it.
That's pretty cool. And, so where does that come from within you? Is you just want to, because you feel good or you're living healthier, you want to get other people living healthier as well?
All those reasons. I feel better. I'm living healthier. I'm eating healthier. And I just want to pass that along because I know how good it feels having done it myself, having made this transformation. If I can do it, I mean, why shouldn't I just spread the joy? and that's what it is. Spread the joy, man. It's awesome. And I know that's my catchword, awesome. Because it's all awesome.
I saw you at the other day, probably the best thing I heard at the gym ever. I was like, I don't know what I said. I said, looking good, Vince. And you said, I am awesome.
Yes, that's what I said. I am awesome. I am.
But yeah.
And I never had that opinion of myself before.
Yeah.
It was like, whatever. I always had that, whatever attitude, right? But since the 10-day, and then I got into, then I did the 21-day, and then there was that plank challenge, and all those combined, I'm a fitness junkie, you know. I can't stop. Like you said, I'll work out 2-3 times a day, and I get more energy from doing that than doing it once a day. It just charges me. It's like having a big cup of cappuccino or espresso, but in a healthier way.
What is your, give our audience a chance to know what your day looks like. I know you go out early in the morning, you walk the dogs.
Okay, my typical day, it changes. In the summer, I get up, I usually get up about 4:30, quarter to 5. I'll go walk my dog, takes me about 40 minutes. Then I go get home, do the workout, and then I'll go off to the gym and do anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes of cardio, or I'll work on the weights for a little bit of added workout. And then in the afternoon, in the summers, I would get on my bike and just go for a ride, a good long ride. I think the most I went was 20 kilometers. It's nothing like being out there breathing hard and sweating, and you get back and you get that feeling of satisfaction.
What would you tell someone that's kind of thinking about working out or struggling to find motivation? Like, what were, like, you sound like you're doing so many things. How could someone get started on your path?
I think the easiest thing would be to, like how I started, simply go for a walk. Find a friend, go for a walk, take a walk, and then don't have too high of expectations to do it, to do what I'm doing or to go. I mean, if you walk every day, you're on that path. And then who knows, the next thing, start doing calisthenics at home. You don't have to go to the gym. Some people have that whole body image thing going on, right? So they don't go to the gym because they're looking at the person next to them and they go, well, I'll never be that size. Well, not everybody's built the same. Not everybody's going to look that. It's how you feel, you know. Put away the bag of chips and have something healthy.
And so for you, I know that you've been working on nutrition as well. What have you been doing food-wise? Have you've been eating better? You've been making better choices? How did that work out for you?
Yes, that's working out great. I think that's where all my energy comes from. Like, I'm not loading up my body with junk, like empty food. It's like vegetables, fruit, salad. Not a whole lot of red meat, really. I do still eat some, I still do eat meat, mostly chicken, fish, that sort of thing. But a lot of salads, vegetables, rice. It's simple changes, really. They're not huge changes. And if you do a little bit at a time, every day, and don't expect transformation overnight, you just keep plugging away at it. Well, I got to where I am just by plugging away and not even planning to do what I'm going to do. It just happened.
It was just one thing after another that kind of all added up to where you're at now.
Yeah, that's exactly it. A whole bunch of small things to add up to where I'm at today. Doing workouts 3 times a day, lots of energy,
staying
sleeping
positive.
Better, and maintaining that positive attitude. And the more you surround yourself with people with the positive attitude, the more you're going to have it yourself. And then you could share it with everybody else. And just keep putting positive out there. I mean, there's too much negative in the world today. We gotta be the ambassadors of positive.
Oh, I like that. The ambassadors of positivity.
There you go. There. The ambassador of positivity. That's the best way to live your life.
That's what I'm going to start.
And I am awesome.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, I am.
I wanted to ask you about sleep. That was something that you mentioned previously. We didn't talk about it on air here. What were you, I know you said you're sleeping much better now. How was it before when you were sleeping? Not so great?
Not so good. I would be waking up every 2 hours through the night, not getting a full sleep at all. Every night it was like that. And I was just dog tired in the morning. So no energy because you're not sleeping. So having changed with the better diet, better exercise. Yeah, I get up 4:30, 4:45, but I'm still getting a good 7 hours of dead sleep. I mean, literally, you could blow a bomb off beside me and I wouldn't hear it. That's the way I sleep now. It's just, hey, there's that word again. It's awesome.
It's awesome. I'm going to get you a shirt that says I'm awesome.
Yeah. And I'm a rock star, apparently.
You're a rock star, too.
I'm an awesome rock star. There you go. And everybody can be a awesome rock star. You just got to have faith in yourself.
You just got to believe. And you still put those quotes around, those positive affirmations. Is that something you still search for?
I still search for it every day. I'm always constantly looking for them. And if I find a really good one, I put it up and I'll print it off. I can... And I will. I like that one. I can and I will. Just watch me. You know, I can. If you tell yourself you can, you will.
And do you have any?
We're our worst. Yeah, no, we're our own worst enemies, really, when it comes to stuff like change.
No question.
We talk ourselves out of doing a lot of things.
We do. And we have such little, like when we were kind of joking around and you said, I'm awesome, but we have such a low self-worth. We just don't think we're worth that. We don't think we're awesome. So that's why I thought it was so cool that you said that.
Yeah. Well, you rely too much on what other people think. And I guess it's what you think about yourself, really. And not to be rude to anybody else, but it's not about them. It's about me. If everybody would take that attitude, it's not about them. It's about me. And you do it for you. You're not doing it for anybody else. Now, if somebody else would have told me, you work out because I want you to, because this will do something, it'll change you. You'll be a better person. What's the likelihood I would have done it? Probably pretty slim. But because I said it to myself, I'm going to work out. I'm going to be a better person. That motivates me. That's what gets me is I'm doing it for myself. Mm-hmm. And it just comes out and then I could help other people just with the positive
energy. Well, you know the thing
energy.
Is... Yeah, positive energy. But you know what the thing is? A lot of times we deal with, or not deal with, but you talk to a parent and they say, oh, I just don't have time for this, or I don't have time for it, or I don't have the energy. But you bring up a good point there because you were able to help yourself. And now what's so interesting to me is you're telling everyone about what you're doing and you're trying to help them. But if you didn't help yourself first, you wouldn't be able to help other people either.
Exactly. You got to help yourself. You're of no good to anybody else unless you're good to yourself first. Mm-hmm. And once you get your own stuff together, then you could go out and you can help other people. Because they see you. They see that change in you. The people that I work with, they can't believe it. The change that I've been through. My family is the same. I've had people walk right by me and look at me thinking... They know me, but they're not sure. Because the last time, you know, they're used to seeing me at 206 pounds. And I'm not 206 pounds now.
Yeah.
I've lost 50 pounds.
And I think that 50 pounds is, I mean, 50 pounds is no easy feat. It's impressive any way you look at it. But I also think that it probably has a lot to do with the energy that you walk around with and the positive attitude those changes as well, not just the weight loss.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. It's, I mean, their whole mental attitude has a lot to do with it. I mean, there's, you know, there's the anxiety, the stress you put on yourself, the low self-esteem. And what do? When you do that, you sit and you eat and you brood. So you get active, you eat better. Positive just starts to happen.
Yeah, positive things start to happen in your life.
And positive things start happening in your life. Yeah, there's lots of people that are doing, they're getting more active. I mean, they're taking small steps. You know, they got family. They're just, you know, it's like you say, they're too busy. I got kids. I don't have time for it. Bring your kids along. Take them for a walk.
Find
Take
a way.
Take them to the pool. Go for a swim. Go bowl. I mean, there's all kinds of physical activities you can do that don't constitute going to the gym. It's just getting active. Yeah. That's all.
No question. It's just to get active. Get moving, start moving, change your attitude, move into a positive attitude, and there you go.
Start eating a little bit better. You don't have to make drastic changes overnight.
It's all about those sustainable changes.
Yeah, small changes. Next thing you know, boom, you're off and you're going. And you feel better, your family's going to feel better. Your friends are going to start feeling better because they see that change in you, and they maybe want to do it too.
And then they can be an awesome rock star too.
But they got to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, that's awfully early.
Yeah, for some people that's awfully early, but I've always been an early riser. Always have been my whole life. I used to have a little hobby farm out in BC. So, you know, when you get up early to feed the animals. And then you go off on and do your work day. It's nothing new to me to wake up early.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was easy for me. For some people, that it doesn't fit for them. So you can be a nighttime rock star.
All right, Vince. That was fantastic. I appreciate what you're doing for everyone. I think everyone around you can clearly see it in you. Like you're just a positive light that just shines. Illuminates everyone around you. So. We appreciate your support with True Form as well and being that person to inspire us. So thanks for everything you're doing.
Yeah, well, no worries. And, well, you know what? Thank you for everything you've done for me and changed the way I'm looking at things, the way I look at exercise. If it wasn't for that 10-day challenge, maybe I'd still be walking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
I think that was that was a real change, is seeing what you guys have, the support, the meal plans, the whole thing. The package deal. It's awesome. There's that word again.
All right. Fantastic. All right, Vince, we're going to leave you with that. Thanks again for being here, and I look forward to continuing to work with you.
You bet. Me too. Thank you very much.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Before I let you go, just a handful of words I want to put together here and share with my perspective and my thoughts with you. Again, I think that was one of my favorite interviews, to be quite honest with you. It's got to be, being at least at this point that this show is going to air. We're just about 7 years in. And Vince is just coming out. I think he certainly is one of the most positive people I know. He's always got a smile on his face. He's always got something positive to say. At least at this point, I've never seen him like angry or mad. He always finds a way to turn his day around and make it more positive. And we get to see him often. We're so grateful that we got a chance to work with him and be a part of his life, and his a part of ours. He started off with our 7-day challenge. He just did a free 10-day fitness challenge. Then he did a 21-day challenge with us. And now he's in our monthly membership group, and we get to hear from him every day. He's the first one up in the morning. He puts an awesome quote up there to brighten our day. And that, I think that's something special. That's what we have to offer in our monthly membership group. We have so much positivity, so many great people within that group that are just in there. And I think many times we struggle. Sometimes at work, we don't have that positive environment. Sometimes at home, we don't have that positive environment. So to have someone like Vince come in and just improve our already positive environment is so awesome. But Vince got me saying awesome every second word now. But what I'm saying here is that it's so important to pay attention to our environment and how it affects our day-to-day lifestyle, because it really is everything. Like Vince said within the interview, you know, usually if you're looking for trouble, you hang out with people that are looking for trouble. You know, usually criminals hang out with criminals. That's just the way it is. Now, I'm not calling anyone a criminal here. I'm just saying that those people that hang, if you're in a knitting club, there's other people in a knitting club. If you hang out with fitness fanatics, then you're going to be a fitness fanatic too. That's just how it goes. We're creatures of habit, and our environment causes everything around our habits. If you're hanging out at the coffee station at 10 o'clock or noon or 3 p.m. all the time, contributing to or listening to gossip, then you're going to be gossiping because that's what your environment is. And Vince here talked about how he changed his environment. He was able to change his life for the better and make these positive changes. And I didn't have a chance to meet him when he says he wasn't so positive. I can't even imagine him not, to be honest with you. But he was able to make those positive changes in his life. And he said that, you know, he cleared his mind and he got away from that environment that wasn't very positive. He started surrounding himself with positive people, and it's clearly made a huge change in his life. And when he said that he walks by people, he lost 50 pounds. I mean, that's a good amount of weight, but it's not like 100 pounds or two. We've had Michael Tamez, he lost 200 pounds as a guest on the show in the past. You can listen to that if you head over to exploringmindandbody.com. He talked about how you get results from the inside out. But it's still 50 pounds is still significant. But what I'm getting at here is I think when Vince says that people don't recognize him when he walks by them anymore, I think it's not so much the weight loss. I think it's his positive energy and how he just radiates. And he just, like, people, he attracts people because they want more positivity. When I said he illuminates people everywhere he goes, he does. Like, when someone positive walks into a room and they're happy and they're smiling, people are naturally attracted to them. Unfortunately, you also deter people that are negative. A lot of times people that are negative, they don't want to be around that positivity. Or if you want to sit around and gossip and talk about negative things all the time, they don't want that positivity. I've had so many conversations where someone says something negative and I reply with something positive, and they just go blank and they don't know what to say. And eventually they walk away or end the conversation because they're not used to that positive light. They're used to hanging around or having that negative environment where it's not, where you don't shine light or you don't lift each other up. You kind of drag each other down. And that, you know, that's a negative environment that only weighs yourself down. And again, that's what Vince was talking about. And throughout this whole interview, it was so eye-opening for me to listen to him and how he changed his life by making these small changes, which is what we talk about all the time. And it's also what we teach. So it kind of reinforces, even for me, sometimes you say the same thing so many times, you hope someone's listening sooner or later. And then you get someone like Vince that comes in and says, everything that you're doing or everything that you've been able to share with me has been what I've been doing or has helped me change my life. So that's made such a big difference for us as well. Vince has certainly been that walking testimonial to improve our lives as well. And I think that's so important. And then as he talked about, he just made small nutrition changes. It's not that he didn't do, like, it drives me a bit nuts how everyone talks about the latest fad or like the biggest diet or the 21 day this or whatever it may be. There's always something going on social media. There's always something that everyone's talking about. And if you talk to someone like Vince or someone that's seen sustainable results, that's changed their life, they didn't do anything. They didn't buy any product. I mean, I suppose you could talk about how he purchased our product, but I mean that he started off with free products and all he did was join a positive group. I mean, it's not like we gave him a shake that's going to help him lose a bunch of weight or change his life drastically. All he did was make small, sustainable changes. And I think if we could focus on making those changes together as a whole, as a society, changing our mindset, being positive, putting up quotes, paying attention to what you eat. And when Vince talked about how often he works out, we certainly don't expect people to work out three times a day or be that active. He just said it energizes him and he's an addict. He just wants to work out because it gives him so much energy. So I hope you got something out of that interview. I'm going to leave you with that. I want to thank you so much for being here, as always, being a part of our True Form Life community. All past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com, and you can download our free app on any Apple device so you never miss a show. You take the show with you wherever you go. Once again, thanks so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.